This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
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 Why are you repeating me?
It's funny.
Okay.
Hey, Steven.
Yeah. Is that in reference to last week's comment? Mr. Enchanted, I guess, right?
Something like that. Speaking of last week, you know, it's kind of funny. We wanted to make fun of you, but you weren't on Monday's episode.
Okay.
So you, you know, we got our update from Sammy on the tour and everything, and Taylor played Change, and we were going to make a snide comment about that being for you since you said you like it, but...
Well, how's that a snide comment? Maybe she heard it. Maybe that's why she did it. You should be proud of her suggesting it, even though you hate the song.
I don't hate it. I don't even really know it, to be honest.
You just dislike it. A little bit.
Yeah.
It's not your favorite. It's okay.
Thanks.
So, are you excited for this week?
Yes. What's going on this week, Steve? No, I'm kidding.
Well, actually, it's good. It's bad. The end of the North American leg of the Red Tour.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we never even mentioned on a past episode that you, Diane, and myself, you, Diane, and I, let's speak proper English here, will all be in Nashville for that. So,
this is true. I don't even know why they can call it the North American leg of the tour, though, because, I mean, at least if anything, it's good. It's going, you know, to Australia here for our friend, Taylor, that was on the show earlier. But, like, she was in Canada, she was in the United States, but she wasn't even in Mexico. How can it be the North American leg of the tour?
Well, because it's still North America. It just doesn't include Mexico.
Well, that's not very nice. She needs to go to Mexico, too, you know.
Maybe one day.
Hopefully.
Steve, are you going to fly to Mexico to go see Taylor?
You know, I've never been to Mexico before. That would be kind of a cool trip.
Really?
That's what I really do. I mean, when I go to these other shows, like, I seriously make, like, a trip out of it. Like, there's just so much good stuff going on in the cities. Like, I was in D.C., and I go and see the Smithsonians and check out the White House and, you know, just kind of see everything that's in the cities that she's performing, because that's part of the fun, at least to me.
Well, I suppose, you know, with this upcoming Nashville trip, you know, Diane and I are only going to the Thursday show where a ton of Swifties are going to all three. But, you know, I thought it would be a little more fun to actually be a tourist for the rest of the weekend after Thursday.
Now, you've been to Nashville, but Diane hasn't been, correct?
That is correct, Steve. I've been to Nashville, but in all fairness, when I was there with you for CMA Fest, we didn't really do any tourist things. We did CMA Fest the entire time.
Yeah, we hit some Taylor destinations and did a couple other little things, but it wasn't like constantly like, you know, hey, look at this. Like, obviously, some of the bigger ones, like the Opry, we didn't go to the Opry, which everyone says if you come to Nashville, you have to go to the Opry. I have yet to do that, and I've been to Nashville probably 8-10 times, getting close to.
And you've still never gone?
No, I'd like to, but
Steve,
it's like...
we're going this weekend.
Okay, well, there we go. We'll just go to the Opry. I'm sure there's something going on there.
We'll have to find time. Fortunately, you're going to have your car with you, so you can be our chauffeur.
Yeah, how about that? must be nice. Well, Adam, I wanted to kind of speak on to... This is probably our last opportunity to talk about the Red Tour and, you know, the big thing that everyone talks about at the end of the tour, and especially the Nashville shows, is special guest.
Right.
Now, we're under the assumption that there will be special guest, which that's not a guarantee.
Right.
But most people seem to think there will be special guests. There were special guests last year. It's the end of the tour. I mean, everything. It's like the stars are aligning. There must be special guests. So I guess
we're never guaranteed. But speaking of special guests, I want to retract something I said in a past episode, if I have a moment to do so.
Absolutely.
I retract my statement that I think Fun is going to be a guest.
Okay.
Reason being is I was accurate when I said that they are going to have... or they are going to have a show in Nashville on the 22nd, which is Sunday, the day after Taylor's tour ends.
Mm-hmm.
What I hadn't looked into is where they're going to be before that when Taylor is doing her shows. And it turns out they're actually going to be here in Vegas for iHeartRadio.
Oh.
So.
Logistics.
Yeah,
they got
so,
planes. They can, like, you know, super speed, boom, Vegas, Nashville.
I mean,
Vegas,
in
Nashville.
Theory, in theory, yeah, they could be at the Thursday show because iHeartRadio Music Festival is going to be on Friday and Saturday. But at the same time, I don't think they're going to do that because I think the only way they would be guests is if it was convenient. Like, oh, you're going to be in Nashville. Taylor shows in Nashville. Why don't you guys come out?
Which kind of makes sense. Like Andy Grammer last year, he was opening for Kobe Calais. So he opened for Kobe Calais and then went over to Taylor's and performed a song. And, you know, Kobe did her show. So, you know, mm-hmm. that makes sense. So, yeah, I guess that might be. Well, thinking on to maybe the Thursday show, one that I'm going to throw out there. I mean, these are all just off the top of our head. There's no facts behind these. We'll probably look silly when people review this episode after, you know, the show's over.
After
and
the
like,
tour. People are like, going to be like, Steve, you dummy.
You got it completely wrong.
What is wrong with you?
Exactly. But one of them, in being in Nashville at the time, would be the Lumineers. The Lumineers actually are up for an Americana Award, which is going to be at the Ryman, and it's actually going to be on Wednesday the 18th.
Oh, and Taylor does do her cover of Ho Hey, is that the song, from time to time?
Yep, exactly. It's part of that whole mashup with Stay, Stay, Stay. So, yeah, they're up for Song of the Year. So maybe if they're around, maybe Thursday, that would be just the next day. That's a possibility, so throw that one out there. Let's think if there's any other ones that, I mean, there's been so many rumors like on Twitter.
Well, what have you seen?
Oh, I've seen all sorts of stuff out there. I mean, I've even seen like people were saying, you know, Shania Twain's a possibility. You would have to think that she has to have some sort of country Nashville people, at least for part of the show. It's hard to say. I mean, you know, last year she had Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw is a prime example. I mean, he could come out there and sing Highway Don't Care with Taylor. That'd be pretty good.
Tim is always a strong possibility, I feel like, though, because they have a close relationship. They've known each other for years and years and years.
Right. And even if Keith Urban, who also performs that crazy guitar solo on there, if he's not available, you have two very capable guitarists in both Paul and Grant, you know, Taylor's actual agency members there that maybe they could go and, you know, pull off that solo. It's hard to say. So, I mean, that's a possibility. Anybody else that you can think of that you thought maybe?
I just thought of someone and then I lost it. Okay. Oh, do you know who would be cool? And this is a long shot. I don't think this is actually going to happen, but I would like to see it happen. And I haven't even checked his schedule or anything. So this is backed by nothing but my own personal hope.
Okay.
Is Charlie Worsham.
Oh.
He opened for Taylor on Speak Now, you know, about 6-8 months ago, got signed to Warner Records and has been like taken off ever since. I mean, I hear him on the country radio all the time. We had him here on Taylor Talk, just a random plug for episode 4. If you want to go, you know, 2 years back in time. Well, episode 4, Steve, is almost 2 years old now. So it's going way back in time, back before Charlie was up and coming and big and famous. But I would like to see him come out. I know Taylor follows him on Twitter, so I'd imagine she's followed his career to an extent. I could be making it up entirely, and it's wishful thinking because I'm a big fan of Charlie's.
He's a talented guy. I've seen some of the videos he's put up on YouTube. There was that one where he was playing a bunch of different instruments. I mean, he's talented, and it makes sense. And hey,
he lives in Nashville also. And he, according to his Twitter, he was just in Nashville recently. I don't know if he's still there. Maybe not, because he tweeted something about, you know, just enough time to, like, go home and do laundry and leave again.
Okay.
So he may not even be in Nashville, but it's wishful thinking on my part. Him and also, if you want to stick with Taylor's openers that have made it big, Hunter Hayes.
Okay. Yeah. Both of those would be, I'd be fine with any special guest. I'm sure that anybody that Taylor's ever had. I know that you weren't all impressed with the
LA group.
Yeah. But I was. I really liked that group. I was disappointed I was not able to make some of those shows. But, you know, I got one more for you here, and then I think we'll switch subjects. So you remember how she mentioned a while back there the whole Carly Simon thing? She tweeted about, you know, people that love You're So Vain so much, you know, get me, I did butcher that up pretty good, didn't I?
Oh, well, yeah, no, now I know what you're talking about. She said something like, I'm like 50% more likely to like you or something if you know the words to Carly Simon's You're So Vain.
Perfect, yes, thank you.
That's not verbatim, but
it's
that
not
is.
It was a lot closer than what I had to say. So the one that I have is actually another recent tweet of hers, and that is Kings of Leon. So first off, Kings of Leon, they're a Nashville-based band. And that always seems to be one of the ones that she picks where it's always like, oh, I'm in this city. This band is from here. Hey, we're performing with these people.
Well, Steve, I think that's more accurate speaking to the Speak Now tour, the whole concept of, oh, this band is local to this city.
Yeah, I think a little more than probably this tour has been, but you got to have that local flair. You know, you're playing for the locals and a whole bunch of us that have traveled thousands of miles.
Do you know what's interesting? Speaking of Carly Simon, that's kind of off topic, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway.
Okay.
You know how on Twitter, quite often, people will retweet Taylor's old tweets from years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So they come back up on your feed again.
And fake you out, and I get all confused. I'm like, what's this from?
You're like, Taylor tweeted. Oh, wait, no, she didn't.
No, like 5 years ago she did.
Yeah, but anyway, somebody recently retweeted, and it showed up on my timeline, a tweet that Taylor put out in 2010, 3 years ago.
Okay.
And again, I don't remember it word for word, but it was something to the effect of having a heated family debate at dinner arguing over what Carly Simon's You're So Vain is about, or over who it's about.
Right, right.
And I just thought that was funny resurfacing after 3 years because as it was shown in the news, Carly Simon told Taylor and swore her to secrecy who it's about, so Taylor actually does know now.
Oh.
I think if she has another one of those family debates, she's going to win.
She has the answer now. Yeah, that was actually way before my time, mind you, but that was a real big deal. It was like, ooh, who's this song about? I mean, that song was huge back in 1970-something before my time.
Oh, yeah, You're So Vain.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it was the intrigue of, ooh, who is this about? And there was many names thrown out there, including James Taylor.
Yeah, she did the Taylor Swift thing before Taylor Swift was born.
Yeah, she really did. But back to my Kings of Leon just real quick. It's a possibility. I mean, especially if it's a recent tweet. And here's one more to kind of prove that. Their new album is coming out on September 24th. So that would be the Tuesday release of that weekend, you know.
They've got promotional work to do.
Exactly. So it's called Mechanical Bull. That's kind of my little background research on that. So if Kings of Leon shows up, oh, it could be because of her recent tweet. She gave us hints and we may have ignored it again. Not me. I caught it. So we'll see.
Steve, you're funny. Now, if it's not there, everyone's going to be like, Steve's a dummy.
Yep, it's okay. I've been wrong before many times. I can be wrong again.
Never.
Uh-huh. So you want to talk about Nashville a little bit more?
Yeah, you know what? It might be fun to offer some suggestions to people who might be going. You know, there are a lot of people going. We can just offer some suggestions as to tailored destinations.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
So,
you
Steve,
start off with...
I'm sorry, you're the Nashville expert. Like, okay. You have been there several times. I've only been there once with you and been to a few places. So, suggestions? Where should I go?
Well, Taylor destinations. I'm basing this on... Remember, it's been a while, but one of the songs on Speak Now, I can't remember. When they released on MTV, she did like an interview with Sway and they were answering Twitter questions. And one of them was, hey, I'm going to Nashville. What destination should I go check out when I'm there? And Taylor went through a whole list of them. I got a couple of them that I remember from that particular moment. She mentioned about Fido. Fido is kind of like a coffee house. They have sandwiches and all sorts of other good stuff. It's in the Hillsboro Village area. So there's actually a lot of cool stuff there. It's a very hipster area, if you will. So if you want to go kind of see a hipster area in Nashville where all the cool people are going, I know that Sweet Cece's is there. People love their...
Sweet Cece's is yogurt, right?
It's yogurt, and then you can put whatever crazy toppings you want onto it.
Yeah, I remember
it's based on weight or something like that is what they charge you.
Oh, right. I've seen those. I remember in that Us special edition they did on Taylor, that was one of the recommendations in there that Taylor likes in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Sweet CC's. There was a lot of good stuff in there. I actually have that magazine here on my desk. I should probably find something.
Okay. Well, hi. Take a look there and see if there's anything good. Obviously, Pancake Pantry. That's a staple for, you know, all of us to go and.
Pancake Pantry. That was in this Us magazine also. She recommended, if I remember correctly, the sweet potato pancakes, which are what I got when I was there. So good.
Oh, that's right. You did. You didn't. Did you even know that that was what she liked when you ordered it, or was it kind of just random? Because
no,
I know that that's like their, one of their big specialties.
I think it was just because that's their like big thing there is their sweet potato pancakes. And, you know, it was sort of highlighted on the menu, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong on that.
No, I think it is. It is like either bold or like, you know, bigger fun or something like
that. Something like that. And then also when I had texted Maya about that, she's like, oh my God, the sweet potato pancakes are so good. You have to get those. So
does Maya really sound like that?
No, it's more like, oh my God, you get it.
Oh, you're not very nice.
But hang on, let me flip through here and see if I can.
Okay.
Oh, here's the page.
Okay.
So yeah, Sweet CC's Pancake Pantry. Bluebird Cafe, duh.
Of course.
Where Taylor got discovered by Scott Borchetta. That's a big spot.
Right. And also, who else got discovered there? I think like Faith Hill, I think, was one of the ones. And that I think that's actually why Taylor decided to perform at the Bluebird was because of
Faith Hill, because she looked up to Faith Hill a lot, yeah.
Because it's kind of off the beaten path. Like, it's over by the Green Hills Mall, which is kind of like the cool shopping mall that has all the cool stores in it. But it's like not in where all the rest of the like the restaurants and bars and all the people performing downtown. That's like far away. But
oh, Steve.
Yes.
What was the place we went to that's open all night, 24 hours?
Cafe Coco?
Yeah. That place is so good.
That place is good. Especially late night when you're like, I'm so tired, but I want food. Well, this place has food. And
well,
it's
you know what, Steve? Like, here in Vegas, places don't close. We don't have that problem here. So in Nashville, they do. So Cafe Coco was like the greatest thing ever.
It's very true. There what other than like going to like a convenience store and getting, you know, a soda or something like that, what else are you going to do? Yeah, that's the food's excellent. That's a great stopping place. If anybody, it's kind of over near Vanderbilt. So it's kind of like all the college kids like will go there late at night and study and get food and, you know, just have a good time. That's a great place.
Cafe Coco is actually on the in the magazine here in the Us special.
Well, there's your proof.
Yeah, it's great. A Taylor spot. You want to know what Taylor said about it?
Go ahead.
Do you really care?
No, I mean, tell me.
It's open all night. A lot of people go and they have food. Really, is that what they have in a restaurant, Taylor?
It's true.
I've been there a bunch. I love it there.
Well, maybe she thought that they just, you know, people think that it just has coffee because, I mean, you know, it's a cafe. Maybe it just has coffee.
I'm trying to remember what I got there that was so good. If I remember correctly, they had a wrap that was pretty good. Like a buffalo chicken.
Oh, it was like a buffalo chicken wrap. Yep, that's what it was.
That was yummy. Good stuff.
I think I got one more from my list. City House was another one that she recommended, if I didn't say that already. That's one place I have not been that was on the list. I'm going to throw out just a couple more from just my trips to Nashville. These are not particularly Taylor destinations. They might be. It's hard to say.
Well, before we change gears, though, have you been to Bricktops?
I have been to Bricktops. That's another good one.
You have, because Taylor says she loves the cheeseburger there.
I've not had the cheese. What did I have there? I don't even remember. I had some sort of crazy salad there. And the I'll tell you, you want to know what's good there, though, is the mini donuts. They give you, like, mini donuts and like different flavors to dip them in, like have like the strawberry sauce and like the chocolate sauce.
Oh, I've seen stuff like that. That sounds healthy. No,
it's not healthy at all, but it is excellent. I recommend that if you go to Bricktops, get the homemade donuts. Anything else on that list before I switch gears then?
I mean, on the Us special, I just closed it. Let me find it again. Hang on. It's got McCreary's Irish Pub and Eatery.
I have not been there. I'm not even sure where that's at. I'll have to look that one up.
Well, according to Taylor, they have an incredible ham and cheese sandwich.
Okay. Not much of a ham and cheese person, but
I mean, that's it in terms of restaurants. I mean, she plugs the Goodlettsville Antique Mall, which we know Taylor loves antique shopping, so that might be a good spot for people
to
visit.
And that's, I think, a little north of Nashville before you come into town there. That's where that's at. That's also where Dollar General's headquarters is, I believe. That really matters, just worthless information.
Well, here's actually something kind of interesting that might be, well, I guess sort of, I don't know how interesting it would be, but the Lowe's Vanderbilt Hotel, Taylor said that's where she used to stay when she first got a record deal.
Oh, that is a beautiful place. They have like an indoor fireplace. My friend Nathan, you met Nathan.
Yeah.
That's where he stayed during CMA Fest. That is a very, very swanky.
Well, that's interesting because it says she also sends visitors to the Hutton Hotel, which is where you stayed.
Where I stayed, and that was a good place too.
Remember when we saw Kevin Bacon get off the elevator?
that was interesting. I wish he would have said hello, but you know.
I don't think he wanted to be bothered though. He was wearing a hat and a jacket and sunglasses, like he was incognito. I don't think he wanted us bothering him.
But now we are part of the 6-degree separation of Kevin Bacon. Like, you can be like, oh well, Kevin Bacon was in this movie with this person, and then he was in the Hutton Hotel with Adam
and Steve. That was funny.
Yes, I don't know if it was that funny, but as long as you laughed, as long as you're happy with it, I it was funny.
I thought the funniest part was when the elevator door, because he was getting off as we were going in, and we got in with one of those room service guys. You remember?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And the room service guy, as soon as the door shut, he got really excited about seeing Kevin Bacon.
He's like, it was Kevin Bacon. That was almost like, it's Bacon.
I know, that was funny.
It was good. So we're good?
Yeah, what else do you have in Nashville?
Okay, this is one that I did for the first time last time. Loveless Cafe, little outside of Nashville, but there is nothing like Southern breakfast in the morning. And the biscuits are undeniably the best biscuits I've ever had in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a good place to go. Another one that's kind of like a little bit like Fido is Frothy Monkey. They have all sorts of great beverages, and I'm trying to remember what the heck I get. I get the banana mocha, I believe.
Steve, why don't you just move to Nashville and like get a career as like a tour guide?
We've got two more on this list. One more food place is Demos. Demos is close to downtown, kind of a steak restaurant. That I would assume would be a Taylor destination because there's a plaque on the wall over by the bar that has a picture of Taylor and she autographed it. So if you do go to Demos, get a good steak and look over by the bar and find the picture of Taylor and take a picture of it.
Maybe they just want you to think it's a Taylor destination.
It's hard to say. Like when I was in New York, I went to the Carnegie Deli and there's a picture of Taylor that's autographed. I mean, they have pictures all through that place.
Well, the Carnegie Deli in New York, a lot of celebrities have visited over the years.
Right. But that's why I think this Demos is kind of trying to do that same sort of thing. And there's enough celebrities that come through Nashville. I mean, sometimes they call it Nash Vegas just based off of, you know, the celebrities.
Because everybody wants to be cool like Vegas.
Pretty much. You know how you love Vegas.
Well, I grew up here. It's my town.
Well, I still think that you need to leave Las Vegas and move to Nash Vegas. That would be cool.
That would be, but there's this pesky issue of actually finding work and supporting yourself, being able to pay rent, you know.
Well, you can't sing, though, right? Well,
even if I could sing, Steve, the competition level in Nashville is absurd.
Wasn't that insane, like, how crazy it was in the bars? Like, you go to any of those little honky-tonk bar restaurants there right on, you know, Broadway, and the people in there, like, you're like, why do these people not have record contracts? They are amazing.
Yeah, well, everybody there is an aspiring musician, and at this point, I mean, not to get too far off topic, but if you remember correctly, back to episode 20 when we had Rick Barker on, Taylor's old manager.
Are you plugging every old episode?
Not deliberately.
Go ahead.
But when he was on, he was talking about the fact that there are millions of beautiful people that can sing, and he's like, you really have to have something special like Taylor did to actually make it.
That's true.
So, but no, I don't mean to plug every old guest interview. They just happen to be relevant to the discussion sometimes.
Do you want to talk about Brian Mansfield? He's from down in Nashville, too. Oh, that was another one, right?
That was episode
13,
maybe?
Now you're just making stuff up. Just taking guesses, stabbing in the dark there.
I'm guessing at the number Brian Mansfield was on the show for an interview, though.
That was a good one, too. All right, my final location to go, not food-related this time, so when you get tired of food and everything else like that, record store. I love records. You know I love records.
Yes.
Or vinyl, depending on how you want to say it. Grimey's.
Where's that?
It's over on, I think that's on 12 South, I believe. There's a Frothy Monkey actually over by that, too, which is cool. So they have tons and tons of records. They have new records. They have used records. It's a cool place to go to. So
I think we should title this episode Steve's Guide to Nashville.
Hey, you're the title man. You put the titles on it. So,
or how about Steve and Taylor's Steve's Taylor Guide to Nashville? Steve's Taylor. I don't know.
Well,
I'll have to think about this one before publishing.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we get to do these chats again, though. The last week's got good feedback.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Apparently, people like to hear us ramble about nonsense and nothing.
Without even editing it and taking out all the bad parts where we fumble over our words. Because, hey, that's just like you and me talking. We're having a conversation.
Yeah, no, speaking of last week, though, was it last week on the... Was it... I get confused whether it's an actual episode or one of these random things we do where we were talking about the possibility of, like, a documentary or a movie or something to that effect. Was that on the midweek ramble?
I don't think so. I think that may have been last week's.
Well, regardless of when it was, that's not the point of what I want to get up. I just wanted to follow up on something with that I learned recently. There's somebody who I'm not familiar with, but a lot of the people I know seem to know her. A girl named Brady. Do you know who it is?
I do not. No.
Well, she got Club Red sometime in the last week or so. And wrote a whole blog on it detailing her experience. And right from the get-go, something I thought was peculiar was when she was saying how she got invited, telling the story of how she got invited to Club Red. She said she turned around and all of a sudden there was a big camera in her face and somebody asked, "Have you ever met Taylor Swift?" And she's like, "No, I haven't." And they're like, "Do you want to?" And she starts crying like every Taylor fan does. And
right.
Then when she was actually back in Club Red, they had to do something where they all in a group as a collective, all the people that got selected for that show, got together and they yelled, "We love Club Red" on camera because she said they were told that they're making a documentary.
Ooh. Or that could even be, goes back to when you were talking about, I know what you're talking about. This is when you were saying about the tour DVD or whatever that they may include.
Yeah, so they said documentary, but, you know, that could be a cover for anything. It could be a cover for the feature-length movie we were talking about, speculating on.
Right.
It could be a cover for, another tour DVD.
Similar to Speak Now, yeah, it could be.
Or it could just be an actual documentary. Like, I don't know.
I would watch an actual documentary. Maybe it could be. I mean, they've done a couple of those on the TV shows of different sorts where... Yeah, you know, what they did one actually was it 60 Minutes? Didn't 60 Minutes do one?
I
believe
yes.
So. I believe just nod your head and agree. Not that I can see you, but yes.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure it was 60 Minutes did one that they talked about, you know, Taylor and her tour and showed all the different things. So it could be that. Could be
They did, and also Journey to Fearless was more documentary formatted than Speak Now DVD was. So
sure.
It had, you know, stuff about Taylor's childhood and home movies inserted and things like that. So, I don't know. I just wanted to mention that briefly and see what you thought about Brady's experience with Club Red.
Well, that definitely sounds like that could be the case, that we're looking at some sort of either documentary on TV or whatever the next maybe DVD set that comes out about the tour or a full-length movie. I don't know. There's lots of options.
Well, regardless of what it is, it's just further evidence that there will be something because, I remember what that episode was. It was Remember When Nozomi Asked All Those Questions If We Thought They Were Going to Release More Content.
Right, exactly.
That's what it was about. That's what we were talking about. Right. I mean, and that at least answers the question with a yes, and an affirmative, a positive answer. Yes, there's going to be something. We just don't know what.
What it is, right. We can speculate. We're good at speculating, right?
We do that all the time.
If we get it right or not, that's how it goes.
Steve and I just like to act like we're smart and know what we're talking about. Really, we're just guessing.
Yeah. Until we're proven wrong, and then we look stupid. But it's okay. You got to be willing to take that. When you get it wrong, oh well.
Yeah, so is there anything else we want to talk about? We've been rambling for like a half hour.
Why don't we take a minute and just say, hey, you know, any Swifties that are down in Nashville, feel free to, tweet to TaylorTalk13. And you got any questions or other Taylor destinations? I'm sure we didn't hit everything. I mean, these are ones that you and I know or we've read somewhere, but I'm sure there's loads more that, you know, a lot of people may know and want to share with us. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, if you guys don't have Twitter, of course, you know, TaylorTalk.org has all our contact information, and it has a lovely picture of Steve in red pants. I think that's the picture on the website right now. But
It might be.
Yeah, TaylorTalk.org, there's a contact tab at the top. We got lots of ways you can reach us. You can even call us on the phone. That'd be fun.
Right. Or tweet us while we're down there. You know, we have our own personal Twitters out there, too, so if you got any personal questions between all of us there, you know, if any of the destinations we talked about, or if you have your own input, let us know.
Do you know what's fun, Steve? Speaking of the phone number?
Sure.
Now, the phone number is intended for voicemails to be inserted in the episodes, right?
Okay, yeah.
There was one particular caller, and if I remember correctly, her name was Lauren. And I hope I got that right, because I'm 99.9% sure she's listening right now.
Okay. Well, maybe not right now, because we're recording, but, yeah.
Well, she's will be listening when this is published at some point.
In the future.
In our future, her current, her present.
Right.
Anyway, so I don't answer that phone number ever, because it's supposed to be voicemails. However, she called like 5, 6, 7 times in a row. I don't even remember how many times. And I recognized the number from caller ID, so I'm like, hi, Lauren. And she was so thrown off, because she had left like several voicemails and was waiting for waiting for the voicemail thing to be all like, you've reached the Taylor Talk inbox, blah blah blah, leave a voicemail. I don't even remember what the message is on there anymore. I did it so long ago. But I thought it was funny that we had a nice conversation, me and her.
I don't know. So you never know when Adam may randomly answer the Taylor Talk phone line.
Yeah. You can talk to me. If you actually want to
ringing. Watch out. Oh boy.
Look, I don't think that's a good idea. Steve most of the time can't even get me to shut up, so I don't know if you want to talk to me.
That's a good point. I'm sure we'll do a lot of talking, have a little bit of our bromance going on down there in Nashville, seeing the sights. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, buddy.
Woohoo.
So I guess we'll record another one for Monday again. Yeah. A regular,
yeah, of course, episode. Our regular Monday episode. I mean,
this one ended up just as long as a regular episode.
I don't know about that. Maybe a little bit shorter, but yeah, our Monday one actually will be from Nashville, will it not?
Yeah, we have to record in Nashville probably this weekend and then release it Monday.
Okay,
work for you.
So live on location.
Yeah. Right.
No, not live, but
we got to come up with a fun idea for that episode.
Okay. Well, if anybody has a good idea, tweet us. We're not the most brilliant people in the world. We are open to anything.
Well, Steve isn't, but, you know.
All right, Adam. I think we've had enough.
All right.
Your ego's expanding too much here at the end of the episode. It's time to end it.
All right. Before you and I fight, let's stop recording, and then we'll fight off the recording. All right?
Sounds great.
All right. Bye, everyone.
All right. See ya.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.